PRI, Public Radio International.
They are father and son. David Pitzinger, the father, is a renowned bass baritone who performs at the Met and on other leading stages. Richard Pitzinger, the son, is a boy soprano who has sung with the Orchestra of St. Luke's at the Glimmerglass Festival and at the Semperoper in Dresden. From Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, father and son will sing Arlington Sons, commissioned by David Pitzinger and inspired by his father's service at Arlington National Cemetery.
This particular setting of it is our story of how I introduced Richard and his twin sister Maria to their grandfather that they had never met. And I was in Washington, D.C. doing South Pacific and took them to see the changing of the guard and explained to them what it was about.
From my point of view, I think it's mainly about the Arlington Cemetery and of my grandfather. We always think of him and how he's always with us and how he served in the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier.
It's also the highest honor given short of the Congressional Medal of Honor to be chosen as a tomb guard.
Richard and David Pitzinger, who will sing Arlington Sons by Scott Ierley with the Pittsburgh Symphony and principal guest conductor Leonard Slatkin. I'm Jim Cunningham. You're listening to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio. Welcome to Heinz Hall for the Performing Arts. Principal guest conductor Leonard Slatkin returns to Heinz Hall to conduct Arlington Sons. Long a champion of American composers, Leonard Slatkin will also conduct the Symphony No. 3 by William Schumann. After intermission, pianist Olga Kern will solo in Rachmaninoff's Piano Concerto No. 3. Pittsburgh Symphony Radio is made possible by the musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony and the members of Classical QED 89.3. This concert begins with the world orchestral premiere of Arlington Sons by Scott Ierley, a 12-minute work described as by turns moving and humorous. Ierley was born in the Chicago suburb of Lake Forest in 1958. He studied composition with Bolcom, C. Curtis Smith, and George Wilson at the University of Michigan before undertaking graduate work with Elliot Carter at Juilliard. Ierley writes, Arlington Sons, originally arranged for voices and piano, was first heard at a private reception in Manhattan for Glimmerglass on February 14, 2012, with Fred Lassen accompanying David and Richard Pitzinger. Support from UPMC Healthcare made it possible to create an orchestral version. These performances in Pittsburgh this week mark the work's official world premiere. David and Richard Pitzinger repeated Arlington Sons on 9/11 at the Trinity Wall Street Church in New York, just steps away from Ground Zero. The music may well be the first classical vocal work composed for a father and a young son. Now here are David and Richard Pitzinger, followed by Leonard Slatkin, to give the world premiere of Arlington Sons by Scott Ierley with the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra.
Now look downward, back where we were, the gravestones like blossoms beneath a tree. Running here.
How scared you're
loose. Hush, keep your voice low.
Okay, I'll talk like you.
Stop it, we're nearly there.
Why is everybody quiet? What are they doing?
Waiting.
For what?
A magical moment you'll never...
Dad, look! The Capitol! I see the Capitol! And I see Jefferson! And the more I see the world!
A stunning view!
I can see Lincoln and... Dad, look out! Right in front of you, a soldier!
Yes, the guard.
He scared me.
Good.
I like his cap, his uniform. The buttons must be gold. And his glasses shine. I want glasses too. Can you get me course on glasses like those?
No.
He stands up super straight, even when he walks. He paces back and forth, in between he stops. He freezes really long. Why is that wrong? What is he doing? Is he trying to remember what comes next?
He is remembering something.
He's got a gun, a bayonet. It gleams against his gloves. Does he ever smile?
He would never smile.
If I tickled him,
don't.
What if I ran out and tickled him?
He'll shoot you.
No, he won't.
I'll shoot you.
Dad. He doesn't even see us.
Yes, he does. But he's focused on his duties.
When does he sleep?
Dear son, one guard stands watch a little while, another takes his place, and another his.
Then another guy.
Then another guy.
Then another guy. I get it. Someone's always there.
Yes.
What are they guarding?
Look there.
A stone box with writing.
What's it say? My father served here, you would have worshipped him. A strapping soldier, a saint in fighting trim. None but the finest defend this tomb. Fearless, impeccable, steadfast, they toil through morning's chill and midnight's gloom. In bitterest cold with pelting sleet, the kind when icicles find your feet. In summer's harshest glare, so humid you could chew the air. In lashing rains, in hurricanes, he didn't care. It was his.
protecting us.
Like when I wiped out on my bike and you carried me on.
Sort of like that, but son, many gave their lives for us. So liberty survives for us. We must always remember our debt to cherish our freedom, to never forget. Never forget. Never forget.
Dad, be quiet. Another soldier's coming out. Is he the Nordguard?
No, he's a commander. He'll bring in the new guard.
He's walking to the tomb. I'll bet you he salutes. I was right. He's facing out at us. I wonder if we... Oh, my God! They don't talk.
Listen.
He says to stand...
And be silent.
For thy change.
Son can't conceive what this means. Can't know it's important.
Dad will get mad if I talk. This must be important.
How do I teach him?
Dad's not watching anymore. He's being weird.
How do I reach him? My son should learn about honor.
The Nordguard looks like the old guard.
But who taught me? Was it my father? What did he do?
The Nordguard's getting inspected.
How I wish I'd seen my dad serve here.
Pointing at the gun, the bayonet.
Never saw my dad in uniform, except in the photo.
He checks the cap, the uniform. It's just like the photo of Grandpa.
Dad's young in that picture.
Dad knows the toy picture.
He
shows it.
Same as my son.
Dad loves to sing the songs his father taught
him. My father would have loved his grandson.
Corny hymns.
I stand between them.
And musicals.
Between the son and father.
Dad says,
I owe them this.
Race
you to the bottom.
Really?
No. respectfully. May I follow you?
Father and son, David Pitzinger and Richard Pitzinger, have sung Scott Ierley's Arlington Sons, commissioned by the elder Pitzinger in 2010 and premiered earlier this year in a version for voices and piano. Scott Ierley's honors include first prize in the Louisville Orchestra New Music Competition, as well as commissioning grants from the National Endowment for the Arts, Meet the Composer, ASCAP, and the New York Youth Symphony. Ierley's latest projects include a song cycle for mezzo-soprano Jennifer Larmor, a work for string ensemble, Opus 5, and Pooch, a musical comedy set in modern-day Manhattan about the search for love, success, a lost dog, and Puccini. This premiere of the orchestral version of Arlington Sons by the Pittsburgh Symphony was made possible by UPMC for Life, the Medicare program of UPMC Health Plan.
How do you divide what you sing? What words are you singing and what's your dad singing?
Well, in the piece, I'm sort of more younger and I don't really get it yet, but he's trying to describe how it is and what his life used to be and what his father used to be and what he did before I was born.
Your words, Dad? What are you singing?
That's pretty good. Mine is a broader approach. It's a father trying to teach his son about honor and trying to teach his son about reverence and the place. Just trying to impress my son with the ideas that our country is founded on and what the Tomb of the Unknown represents to us as a country.
Father and son Richard and David Pitzinger talking at WQED-FM about Arlington Sons. You're listening to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio with the Symphony No. 3 by American composer William Schumann up next, and Rachmaninoff's Piano Concerto No. 3 coming later, with Russian piano soloist Olga Karin, winner of the 2001 Van Cliburn competition. Pittsburgh Symphony principal guest conductor Leonard Slatkin has received many honors and awards, including the 2003 National Medal of the Arts, the highest award given to artists by the United States government. Leonard Slatkin also won the American Symphony Orchestra League's Gold Baton for service to American music ASCAP Awards with both the National and St. Louis Symphonies, an honorary doctorate from his alma mater, the Juilliard School, the Lifetime Achievement Award of the D.C. Mayor's Arts Awards, and the prestigious Declaration of Honor in Silver from the Austrian Ambassador to the United States for outstanding contributions to cultural relations. Leonard Slatkin has a few words for us about the Schumann Symphony. Here he is on stage at Heinz Hall.
Thank you. Thank you. For most of my conducting life, I've been a great admirer of William Schumann. I knew him well, and he was an important influence on so many musicians, composers, conductors, instrumentalists, singers. And yet the name has kind of fallen off of the map in the 21st century. This was a composer who was played often by all the major orchestras in this country. And now we only remember him really for one piece, the New England Triptych, and sometimes his orchestration of Charles Ives' Variations on America. With all that, though, what was the most important to Bill was his symphonic output, works in the form of a symphony. He wrote 10 of them, 8 of them published, and the third was the piece that really got him put on the American musical map. It is a very intense half-hour-long work, a symphony divided into two distinct parts with two sections in each part. His language is American. It has boldness all the way through. There is tension consistently throughout the work. Even the lyric passages seem to have some air of wanting to move forward all the time. His language sometimes can be ambiguous. The ending of this piece, one of the greatest codas to any symphonic work I know, doesn't really give us a conclusive last note because he's divided. One half of the orchestra is playing in C major and the other half is playing in C minor at the same time. So do we have that conflict or do we have some sort of harmonic resolution? We don't know. The chief property to listen for in this work, though, is its unending and relentless pursuit of moving forward. In a way, it's not a symphony at all. It's really a concerto for orchestra, giving each section of the orchestra its moment to shine, including a recitative for the cellos, followed by violas and then violins, great towering brass monuments, incredible lines for the woodwinds, even a solo beginning the toccata for the snare drum followed by the bass clarinet. Colorful, yes, bold, energetic, yes, American, absolutely. William Schumann's Symphony No. 3.
Thank you.
The Symphony No. 3 by American composer William Schumann. Pittsburgh Symphony Principal Guest Conductor Leonard Slatkin conducted the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra at Heinz Hall. William Schumann composed about 40 pop songs with Guys and Dolls lyricist Frank Lesser before he went unwillingly to his first symphony concert. Hearing the New York Philharmonic changed his life. He dropped out of business school, shelved his ambitions in popular music, baseball, and business to train as a classical composer. William Schumann became president of the Juilliard School and Lincoln Center, where his artistic and business skills meshed perfectly. William Schumann won the very first Pulitzer Prize for Music in 1943 with his secular cantata No. 2, A Free Song. The work's publisher, G. Schirmer Incorporated, hired Schumann in 1944 as their director of publications. The Schumann Third was divided into two parts, a passacaglia and fugue, and then a chorale and toccata. Serge Koussevitzky premiered Schumann's Third Symphony in 1941. Still to come from Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, Russian pianist Olga Kern plays Rachmaninoff's Piano Concerto No. 3, with Leonard Slatkin leading the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. Pittsburgh Symphony Radio is made possible by the musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra and the members of Classical QED 89.3. Jim Cunningham with you. Take a moment, drop me a line. I'd love to hear from you. I'd like to send you a free souvenir from Pittsburgh, the Pittsburgh Symphony Program Reading Light. It fits in your wallet. It's in the shape of a credit card and just right for reading concert programs in low light. It even magnifies small print. Get one free while they last with the Radio Guide, a complete list of concerts in the series, photographs of our soloists, a Pittsburgh Symphony history, and more. It's free. Write to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, 4802 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15213. You can send email to pso@wqed.org or find our website at psoradio.org. Be sure to let me know what station you're listening to. If you missed the address, stay tuned. I'll give it again at the end of this Pittsburgh Symphony Radio concert. Manfred Honeck is music director of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. Jim Wilkinson, president and CEO. Resident conductor, Lawrence Lowe. Assistant conductor, Fauzi Haymore. Heinz Hall sound and recording engineer, Bob Park. You're listening to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio from Public Radio International.